glad to bring on County Commissioner, Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak, who wants to talk about this and some other things. Commissioner, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So now we have the lower panel of judges and now the Commonwealth Court dictating and affirming that Commissioner Bill Gaughan did not have the authority to bring this litigation and that the solicitor did not have to initiate this litigation.
Right. So, right. And that's what we were arguing with because I didn't think it was fair for the county to be involved nor the taxpayers to be involved. So I was, you know, I was happy with the first decision, not surprised with the appeal to the Commonwealth Court. And I'm happy with this decision, but I'm afraid it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court, but we'll see. I don't know if the Supreme Court would even take it at this point.
Well, this does not. I understand that they were looking for a fast track from the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court could be appealed to the Supreme Court. But where does that leave Commissioner Gaughan and Lackawanna County? Even in the article, it says Commissioner Gaughan and Lackawanna County. But now we have two courts that stated clearly that Lackawanna County is not part of this, and Commissioner Gaughan does not have the authority to even initiate this litigation. So, you know, how do we ensure that either he's held personally responsible for these costs? I mean, I would imagine that this independent law firm that has been used in this case that was named by him and the solicitor earlier in this case is going to sue for costs. Where does it go?
Well, so here's the other thing, though, that it may be the case that Gaughan has standing and can utilize the county just as I would have standing to utilize the county. So I'm not sure where this is going as far as bills getting paid. I don't want the county to pay any legal fees. So I'm going to try everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, the fact here remains in the end is there's still only two commissioners, and anything other than a stalemate, business is not going to happen in the county. And as we get closer to the middle of the year, towards the end of the year, when there's going to be a lot of action taken that there may not be 100% agreement on, you know, where does it go from here? I mean, sooner or later, business is going to stall in the county.
Right. And so that question's been asked to me a lot, like, you know, the county's functioning and that mainly the county's functioning because I'm allowing it to function because I am not going to not pay our bills, not pay our people, you know, do the grants and the everyday things that we do. I'm not going to stop that. I know some people would like me not to, you know, to not to vote for that, but that's not me. I want the county to function. However, the budget's coming, the reassessment's coming. I've already warned everyone. You saw what I went through last year with budget proposals and budget fights. I'm not approving a budget that I don't agree with or that I'm not involved in. So that's number one. And number two, and you were talking about the reassessments, we all know it has to be done. We all realize it's been a long time, but they've been working on this for 2 years. The numbers are not accurate where I'm seeing a lot of numbers that don't look right to me, a lot of commercial properties that are way off, a lot of vacant land that's way off. So to give people 30 days to appeal after 2 years that they've had, I don't agree. So I'm trying to push this back another year. That's what I think needs to happen. I think people need another year to do their appeals, make sure the thing is correct, make sure that when we do pass this, that it's not a burden on the assessor's office and the appeals boards, plus a burden on the court system after people don't agree with their appeal hearing. So they're going to take it to the next level. So I'm trying to stop as much of that as we possibly can.
Commissioner, I don't know if you heard the entirety of my first segment here before you came on, But, you know, I started to dig into the reassessment values and market values, just using commonly available, you know, market things like like Zillow.com. And my reassessment and my Zillow estimate is within $170 of each other. So you look at it and you say, okay, you know, it looks like it's about right. So I asked that question to other people on my social media. 90% of the people are saying that their reassessment is higher than what Zillow is telling them their market value was. But what were you to say if I, and I did, I checked some county executives, department heads, and lawyers for the county and their 2026 reassessment and their market value, and their reassessment was anywhere from $34,000 to $46,000 less than the market value. Now, that's nothing close to what I have, and it could just be an anomaly, and it's nothing close to the 90% of the people who have who have responded to my social media post. And again, it's about 30 people that have responded, but every single one less?
Well, that's not right. So, and that's what it has to be fair and equitable for everyone. And, you know, I'm encouraging everyone to appeal. And like you said, Zillow is a great tool. You can look at previous sales. You can certainly find comparables. And it's easy to find comparables that are much higher, but it's also very easy to find comparables that are lower or close to being to what you think your house is worth. So, you know, I encourage everybody to do that. You only have until August 1st to get this in for the appeal, unless I can slow this process. But yeah, it's got to be fair. It's no different than if you go trade your car on a new car. If you think you're getting a fair deal, that's all that matters. If you don't, then you need to do some research and figure out what you believe your house is worth. I mean, that's where I am with this whole thing.
Now, one of the things you did that I thought was great, and you had several of them, is this informational about the reassessment. And I was telling people earlier in the segment that if they did have a deadline of August 1st, but that ECTV did record one of your informational seminars on this, and they can go there and relook at it and rewatch some of your experts that were there.
Yes, they can. Actually, they should have filmed both of them. So they both should be on there, Lackawanna College and Abington Heights High School. But yes, and that was what that was for. People don't know what to do. They have no clue where to start or who to talk to. So the information, I think, was great that was provided. And it gave people at least some idea what they need to do. So that was very helpful. And yes, it should be up there to watch. So that's a good thing.
Now, procedural, what chance do you have? When's your first chance at a vote with the commissioners to put a pause to the reassessment? Is it after the appeals are done and it needs to be voted on? When will your first chance be to say, hey, let's hit the brakes on this and make sure it's done right?
Well, so there's a couple things. So we have the budget coming, but also part of the budget is the millage. Setting the millage, that's where the reassessment is going to take effect, when the millage is set. So if I don't agree to what the millage is or what I think the assessed values of all the properties in Lackawanna County are, if there's not another commissioner, it can't pass. And I am not passing anything until I think things are correct. And again, we can't correct everything in 30 days, or we don't even have 30 days, but these numbers have to be correct before that is initiated. That's my opinion, and I don't think anybody would argue with me.
No, and I think that's why a lot of the people in Lackawanna County would say they elected you to be that other voice on that dais up there of the commissioners.
Yeah, I agree, and that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm trying to do it tactfully. I'm trying to do it I'm trying to just do it right for everybody, because this affects Democrats, Republicans, people that don't vote. This affects everyone in Lackawanna County that pays rent or pays a mortgage or pays taxes. So it's very important. And again, I'll stress that people really need to, if you think you need to appeal, because that's your opportunity. And it, like we explained in our town hall, this doesn't affect just next year. It affects every year. After, long as you own the property, you're paying taxes, it's going to affect what you're paying. So I want it all done correct as close to being correct to all the properties as humanly possible before we set this new millage and set our new budget and move forward.
Now, there seems to be a lot of questions out there, and again, sticking to the reassessment because this deadline is so short, coming up at August 1st. A lot of the public out there, a lot of residents of Lackawanna County are not happy with the process that Tyler Technologies used. Now, you were in the room with them as county commissioner. Are you comfortable with the process at this point from what you saw from the inside and at your public meetings with the process that Tyler Technologies used?
Well, so that's a two-part question. Yes, I'm okay with the process. However, I'm not okay with the result. You know, they went out. It was a monumental task to cover over 100 and some properties here in Lackawanna County, whether they're residential, commercial, bare, vacant land, whatever. They had to look at every single property. Now, how accurate they were looked at, how accurately they were figured, I'm seeing a lot of inconsistencies that I am not happy with. So, again, the process was the process. It's the results of the process that I am not okay with, and that's where our assessor's board has to be on their A game, and it has to be correct. That's the issue I'm having.
All right, again, we're speaking to Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Chris, is there anything else that you want to tell the residents of Lackawanna County before we go?
Well, I'm going to stay on top of this until the bitter end. Our assessor's board was well thought out. They're good people. They come with the background, a bunch of different backgrounds that people have. So they're qualified people. But I just want to make sure this is done correctly. So I'm on it, and I'm going to stay on it until the end.
All right. Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.